ExxonMobil has announced new targets for reducing its carbon footprint when it's drilling for fossil fuels. As NPR's Camila Domonoske tells us, the news comes as investors are pressuring the oil and gas giant to shift toward renewable energy.
Exxon says that over the next 5 years, it will reduce the carbon intensity of its drilling operations. That means the company will keep pulling oil and gas out of the ground. And when burned, those fuels will still release carbon dioxide. But the extraction process will be cleaner. Exxon is promising a 15 to 20% improvement. Last week, a brand new activist investor group started pressuring Exxon to change its strategy and invest more in clean energy. The group argues that Exxon's aggressive investments in oil and gas are setting the company up to lose a lot of money if the world takes action to reduce climate change. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
In Detroit, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the United Auto Workers have reached a settlement after a years-long corruption and embezzlement probe. The settlement includes an independent monitor to oversee union finances for the next 6 years. This stems from a sweeping scandal involving the powerful union, which led to 11 corruption convictions, including two former UAW presidents. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today as shares of tech giant Amazon rose, while the energy sector tumbled. The Dow lost 0.6%. This is NPR.
You're listening to CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, as part of an ongoing coverage of the way people with disabilities suffer during the pandemic, an in-depth look at the case of an Oregon woman who was denied certain treatments because of her disabilities. That's next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, Colorado's first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine arrived in Colorado this morning, and a respiratory therapist in Fort Collins became the first Coloradan to be inoculated. Read more about this historic day at CPR.org. The Electoral College has made Joe Biden officially the next president of the United States, and Kamala Harris the next vice president. Biden will address the nation this evening, and CPR will have live coverage from NPR News. We are expecting it to begin at 5:30, but that's the schedule. You're listening to CPR News.